eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to something Jaws said, because, John, I know this grabbed both you and me, grabbed our attention when Jaws, and Jaws is, of course, with us every single Tuesday at 7:25. Here's Jaws after the Monday night game, earlier this week, Thursday night game, whatever the hell it was. Here's Jaws talking about Jalen and... I had asked him about, was the town too high on Jalen or too far down the road on Jalen, considering him, lock him in as a top two or three quarterback in pro football. And while Jaws did have a lot of praise for Jalen initially in his answer, he then pivoted to saying something that I think should have people concerned.
Yeah, he had a phenomenal year, but the game is always evolving. The quarterback is always evolving. As I said a moment ago, the stuff I saw Brian Flores, who was the defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, put together was bizarre. Like I'm not joking when I say Buddy Ryan would have been proud of some of the schemes. I mean, it was some really, really unique stuff. And I think you know, when teams study a quarterback in the offseason, they study an offense in the offseason, they kind of look for the weaknesses of that quarterback and the scheme. And you know, after two games, I'm seeing a little bit of a temper. Like, there's going to be a high percentage of blitz on Jalen Hurts, so it's not me, it's what the tape showed me. I've never seen him blitz like this in two games throughout his career. So they have found something in his game. And I think what they see, he does have a tendency to pick up his pace, in which you do against the blitz. You do. You got to pick up your pace, get the ball out of your hand. But it's causing him to get a little bit off platform. And Joe, I know you and I have had discussions through the years. I was looking at quarterback's feet.
Yep.
And I used to call it the Randall Cunningham action figure. When you don't set on that back foot and get in a nice throwing position, you're going to miss some throws. By the way, he's accurate. Jalen's been very accurate with his throws. Maybe he had some misreads, but the throwing, as for the most part, has been accurate. But what I've noticed is when the pressure is beginning to start to get to him, he's getting in that action figure stance. In other words, his feet are spreading wide. His eyes are starting to drop and looking for somewhere to go. And I do not want my quarterback to run, and I've been pretty adamant about that. You know, that's where the injuries come. But I think because people have studied him now, they see that there may, we're going to see how this season plays out, there may be a weakness in his game as far as processing information quickly and the coordination of his eyes reading the coverage and then getting the ball out of his hands.
John, the final 10 seconds there was a lot.
The process, yeah.
That there may be a weakness in his game processing information.
The throws have not been quickly inaccurate. The decision-making has been the problem. The whole key to this, and I don't know if I've explained this well enough, the whole key to this is our offense needs to know what the defense is doing to get in the right play. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
To know which play to move to, you have to know what the coverage is and what the front is.
You're talking about pre-snap recognition.
Yes, pre-snap recognition. Yes. And when they stem the defensive front right before the snap, the offensive line does not know what the front was going to be, and they just sort of have to try to mush it up and figure it out during the snap itself. When the coverage is changing after the snap, how is he supposed to know which play to get into when the defense is going to change everything before it all matters.
And here's,
it really is a difficult spot to be in.
It is.
We have to have packaged plays that work against these new looks right now.
And
it's so critical. It's all on the coaches this week.
So I'm not going to put it all on the coaches, but a heck of a lot's on the coaches.
Okay, 90% is on the coaches.
Got to help Jalen.
Yes.
But I also am disappointed. I thought Jalen was more advanced than I sense he is. And it's surprising to me.
I agree with that.
That he is struggling to this extent.
But he hasn't been faced this.
An impossible spot.
To me, it's about reps. So he's now, they're trying to do something different to him.
Yep.
I have great faith in him to make the adjustment to combat this. And that's the difference between Jalen Hurts and I think everybody in the world.
Carson Wentz?
Because I think that he is going to he's going to figure it out. And I have great faith in him because he has the ability to do that, and he has the want to, Charlie Manuel, ism. But I think he's the kind of guy that will figure it out one way or another how to combat what they're throwing at him.
Well, it's critical that he does, because for this team to really have big-time success this year, they got to figure it out.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, we'll talk to the King, Howard Askin. Howard coming up here in just a moment. Jetta Cameron, let me tell you, if you're applying for a new job, obviously, you update your resume and your cover letter, but what about your social media? Guys, that's where LifeBrand comes in. LifeBrand is an unbelievable company. Employers are going to look at your social media before even, in many cases, offering you an interview, certainly before actually offering you the job. That's where you can let the LifeBrand scan help you out. Because LifeBrand, in a matter of, we're talking seconds or minutes tops, small minutes, quick, they will find and they will flag potentially problematic social media posts from when you were, 10 years younger. And they will tell you exactly how many posts they have flagged, and they will let you have the opportunity to see them. And that's where you then have the opportunity to edit, delete, or keep up any post, Facebook, Twitter, all these different social media platforms. I'm telling you, this is tremendous technology. Protect your dream job future from your social media past by using LifeBrand. Get to LifeBrand.life. Once again, that's LifeBrand.life. Remember this. You can actually untweet that tweet, but you need LifeBrand to do it at LifeBrand.life. Well, bless my soul. All right, from one king to the next, as we do every single Thursday morning at this time. From Elvis to Howard, it's 94 WIP. Wait, hold on. Shook up?
I'm all shook up.
Oh, yeah, a little shook up there. 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast from the Tasty Cake Studio, and we always love the opportunity to talk to the King, Howard Askin. How you doing this morning, King?
Oh, I'm just great. I am just absolutely, I couldn't be better. Just hanging in there, listening, I just couldn't be better.
Who's better, you or Travis Kelce? Now think about the implications for a moment.
Well,
who's got it
let's
better?
Put it this way. Travis Kelce is right now having more fun because he's trying to get people to think that he's going out and dating Taylor Swift, which is total nonsense.
You think he is not?
I don't think he's saying anything.
Do you think this thing?
I thought it was his brother.
Wait a minute. Do you think this didn't start? And I like Travis Kelce. He's a great guy. I've met him quite a few times. We know each other, but how did this start? It's because he let people know he passed his number, tried to get it to Taylor Swift when she was doing a concert in Kansas City. That wasn't successful. But build it up. It had to come from somewhere that number one, he was trying to date Taylor Swift. And where did it come from? So that starts the
There is the argument, rolling. Though, that he's shooting his shot and he's using publicity as a way to get her attention, which,
Wait a minute. It's just, she's in Kansas City. He's Travis Kelce. There's people there, I'm sure, that handed her a number and said, and she said, who is this? Yes. She doesn't follow football.
She's an Eagles fan.
She's an Eagles fan.
Well, she's also played in the Super Bowl three times.
She grew up in the area, and she knows about the Eagles because her father's
And she knows you, right? She wore your Super Bowl ring, right?
Oh, yeah. And see, I'm one up on him. She wore my Super Bowl ring. She didn't
wear
his. Oh,
now the rumors are going to start about you, Howard.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, listen, but Howard, he might be one up.
Let me finish. I'm wearing a friendship bracelet, which he said he's wearing one, so that's why he should be going out with her. Well, I'm wearing one, too. So what does that mean? I should go out with her? I've been invited to the premiere.
She gave him a friendship bracelet?
What's that?
Are you saying she gave Travis a friendship bracelet?
He's got one. Know this. Everybody gives it to everybody when you're at the concert.
That's the Taylor Swift thing. That's what they
well,
do.
That's a Taylor. Yeah, John, that's a Taylor Swift thing.
Howard,
I've been invited to the premiere of the movie October 13th in L.A. Has Travis Kelce been invited?
Wow. We don't know.
King's trying to.
Howard's just flexing. It's all in here right now.
Jason Kelce didn't say anything yesterday.
Howard, I want to play the audio, the very short version. Just decipher at the very end for us what you think, how you hear it, of what Jason Kelce said at the end.
I think they're doing great, and I think it's all 100% true, and I hope that this soon goes a mile. No, I'm joking.
What did he say, Howard?
I think it's 100% true. It is or it isn't. I mean, just say it's true. He didn't say anything. Here's my take on this. When Taylor Swift goes anywhere, there's the paparazzi. There's pictures everywhere. Are you going to tell me, number one, if they were dating, there is no pictures? That's number one. Number two, they're in different parts, not only of the country, of the world.
It could be phone sex.
I'm just saying.
Really spice things
just
up.
Just because that's your dream, Joe, doesn't mean that it's true by somebody else.
I'm just kidding. All right, Howard, let's
shut
talk.
His hole.
Howard, let's talk some football, man.
I mean, it's just, and here I'm going to give you one other thing.
What?
The producer of their podcast will say, "Hey, let's play this up. It's great for the podcast." It's all a little gay. Entertainment Tonight did its story on Taylor Swift and her former boyfriend who was married to somebody else. And they played the small clip of the audio and said nothing because there is nothing to report other than Jason Kelce said, I think it's 100%.
All right, Howard, let's get to the birds. Obviously, the offense
is
not.
I need a private plane to go out to the movie premiere October 15th.
All right, the Eagles' offense is not cooked passing the ball. How much of this do you think is on Jalen and he is struggling to decipher what defenses are doing to him? And how much is on the coaches? Let's put them both on the griddle. Quarterback, coaches, who do you blame more? What's going on?
I blame the players more because the players have to make the plays. You're going
to
tell
they
me
they have to know what the play to get into is for the appropriate look. And if they don't know the look,
John,
that's
there's different
on the coaches.
Technology. There's different technology now than when you played. They have these tablets. There is. There's different technology.
I know. The tablets are great.
Okay, so after every series, they're sitting down. They're looking at the tablet. They're looking at the defense. Mm-hmm. So after the first time, do you think the coaches don't know, hey, listen, well, you got to try this and you got to do this? The players are the ones that have to make the plays.
But the coach has to put him in the proper plays to have success against the looks. And if you don't know what the look is, you can't possibly know the right play to get into.
Well, Howard,
they see the tablet after the first time it happens, and they discuss it. That's what they do on the sideline, John.
Look, Howard, I'll say from my perspective, I don't know which is more culpable. I mean, we used to go through this with Doug and Carson, and eventually, to me, it was clear it was more of a Carson thing, not a Doug thing, but I think it's too early to know. I think they're both struggling right now.
I think this week's going to tell us everything.
Why don't we give – I mean, Carson Wentz had a great year before he got hurt in the Super Bowl year. Everybody blamed Doug Peterson. But then when they win, it's not Doug Peterson. It's the player. Why does the coach always get blamed for failure and the player – always gets
there's some of that
for success.
There's some of that. I'll agree. I mean, look, we're trying to figure out which it is. Howard, is Avante Maddox definitely out for the year?
I think it could be true. I'll give you a Jason Kelce. I think he could be. Let's put it that way. Nobody knows, but I would say more likely that he's out for the year than he isn't with that kind of injury.
Howard, have you ever seen a fairy tale season debut that comes anything close to DeAndre Swift against Minnesota?
There probably is, but off the top of my head, I can't think of anything, but there probably is. It was one of those days. He's not going to have another one of those days again. And I don't think you can, excuse me.
He's
I don't
not going to have another one of those days again.
He's not going to have 175 yards, John.
Because you don't think they'll give him 28 carries moving forward?
He's not going to get 28 carries. You'll kill the guy. He'll be a pretzel by the end of the year. You can't run the ball and win most of your games. You've got to pass to score. And you're going to need to score points in the NFL. That's what the league has become. And you're going to need to do that. And then you run it to secure that lead. Everybody's all cranked up on, oh, run the ball. You can't win successfully or continually like that. I just don't think you can do that. But he had it was a great game. Great for a guy that went to high school here. Mm-hmm. It's everything about it was great. But without the four turnovers, the Eagles don't win that game. I just don't think they win that game. Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, that was big, man. That was a big one.
And then they scored one after they recovered a fumble. What about the 12-yard line? So they don't. They've got to play. Every one of them has got to play better.
I agree.
Swift was great, but every one of them has got to play
rest,
better.
Coach, don't want,
it's
better
so
too.
Easy to blame the coach. That's a.
They have to do a better job. They have to give them the framework to actually have plays to run.
It's like Phillies blame Rob Thompson if the Phillies lose because he took the pitcher out too early. How about the guys
it's completely
making
different.
Play?
Yeah, but it's completely different.
Howard, here's where I'll disagree in part, though. I think last year in the Super Bowl, if you switched the two coaches, I think the Eagles with Andy Reid would have won the game. I thought Andy Reid had a huge part in winning a Super Bowl for the Chiefs that really was the Eagles Super Bowl to win.
Did Andy Reid fumble that ball for
no,
a touchdown?
It's not the only thing.
Did Nick Sirianni fumble that ball?
Not the only thing.
Okay. Was there a penalty before the fumble?
Absolutely.
Was there a bad punt by the coach?
Yep.
And was there bad coverage by
the
coach?
Was it a bad job by the coach having that punter still be the punter? The answer is yes. That punter's no longer the punter, and that punter should not have been the punter in the Super Bowl.
That's not just him. That's the front office. They couldn't find another
combination. We'll freaking find one. It's your job.
Frick this.
Howard, stay well, buddy.
And by the way, Castellanos should not have caught that ball. And Craig Kimbrell is lucky.
I'm
going to give you one more thing. You guys complained and whined about the Phillies congratulating the Braves last week on their scoreboard. Okay, well, the Braves lost 5 out of 6 since the Phillies' congratulations. Yeah. They had an ulterior motive.
There you go.
Oh, that was because of the congratulations.
All right. Yes. King, we'll talk to you, buddy. Thank you. There he is. Howard asking. All right, up.